here to assure the American people that we are going to leave no stone unturned.
The American Eagle black boxes have been recovered. The plane took off from Wichita, Kansas, and a prayer service has been held there.
The only way that we will get through this is together.
CBS Boston's Beth Germano at the Skate Club of Boston, where six of the victims were members.
Doug Zegheib is the CEO.
Now our rink is eerily quiet. Coaches are not coming in. Kids are not coming in. I think everybody's mourning privately.
The club is mourning the loss of 13-year-old Gina Hahn and 16-year-old Spencer Lane, two up-and-coming skaters. Hahn's mother, Jen, and Lane's mother, Christine, were also on the plane, along with their children's coaches, Vadim Nomov and Jenya Shishkova.
Key cabinet nominees face confirmation hearings. Kash Patel for FBI Director, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for Health and Human Services Secretary, and Intelligence Chief nominee Tulsi Gabbard, who is asked by Republican Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas.
I want to make certain that in no way does Russia get a pass in either your mind or your heart, or in any policy recommendation you would make or not make.
Senator, I'm offended by the question because my sole focus, commitment, and responsibility is about our own nation.
The FDA approved a new non-opioid painkiller called Journavax. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Doctors hope they'll now be able to write fewer prescriptions for opioids, which are effective at treating pain but can be highly addictive. In a statement, the FDA says a study shows the drug can reduce moderate to severe acute short-term pain in adults. The agency calls the approval, quote, an important public health milestone in acute pain management.
British pop icon Marianne Faithfull has died.
It is the
Her first big hit was this version of As Tears Go by the Rolling Stones in 1964. 2 years later, she was dating Stones frontman Mick Jagger and serving as the inspiration for several of the band's biggest hits, including Wild Horses and... Faithfull also had acclaimed albums of her own, including Broken English. Jagger says he's saddened by the death of his wonderful friend. Marianne Faithfull was 78.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At the Home Depot, it's our business to support yours. Partner with your go-to source for building your business. We can help you streamline your operations by supplying the whole job from start to finish. Any questions? Our pro desk is ready to answer the call with supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. Elevate your efficiency and take on more projects with the partner you can trust. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Hey, nice job, Pete. I like those clean lines. Fellas, do we have anyone that can get to Greenport today?
At Corey's Landscaping, the staffing plan is in the weeds.
Anthony, we need that leaf blower over here.
Three more new customer requests just came in.
Who wants to work some overtime?
He needs to dig up quality landscapers and fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A popular 1970s TV drama is making a comeback.
Tie your bonnet and buckle your shoes. Netflix has greenlit a reboot of Little House on the Prairie.
I'm Miss Beadle.
I'm Mary Ingalls, ma'am. And that's Laura.
The streamer says it'll be a fresh adaptation of Laura Ingalls Wilder's book series and the people who shaped the frontier. No word on when the series will debut or who will pick up where the late Michael Landon and Melissa Gilbert left off. This week, a Nielsen report showed the original Little House was one of the most popular legacy titles of 2024. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Civil rights activists gathered outside Target's Minneapolis headquarters to call for a boycott of the retailing giant over its decision to phase out its diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. Civil rights lawyer Nakima Levy Armstrong says that she and other boycott organizers feel like Target had done in support of people of color was just some window dressing. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight, some rain possible late, a low in the mid-40s. Clouds and showers around tomorrow morning, then sun returning, breezy and not as warm. Highs upper 30s. Mostly cloudy and mid-30s for Saturday, some rain again Sunday. Currently, it's 44 degrees.
That I see walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girl should go walking in these spooky old woods alone. Trusted walking with you alone.
Radio Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah. Said I'm a believer.
And and it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening goes around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Local news, timeless hits on WRJN. And just because the workday has ended doesn't mean we stop watching the news for you. 7 days a week, around the clock, top of the hour, CBS News happens here on WRJN to go with our local news, local sports, and timeless hits.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, it's just you I'm thinking of. Don't stop thinking of me. Don't make me feel this way. Come on over here and love me. You know what I want you to say. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Why should we be apart? I really love you, baby. Cross my heart. Let's walk up to the preacher and let's say hi to you. Then you'll know you'll have me, and I know that I'll have you. Don't be cruel to who a heart is true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Baby, it's still you I'm thinking of.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Looking forward to Herman's Hermits with the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
All this week, Tuesday through Friday, Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits at 10:45 a.m. Listen to the interview, remember what they talk about. Then later in the day, Kurt Volman will ask you to recap the conversation. If you're the first caller who remembers what Dan and Peter talked about at 10:45, you'll win a pair of tickets to the Genesee Theater February 28th.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
All this week on WRJN, your chance to win tickets to see Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and the Association February 28th. Listen at 10:45 Tuesday through Friday for the clues you'll need to be a winner. On your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Thank you. till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on. Please swallow your pride if I have failed. You need to borrow, for no one can feel those of your needs that you won't let show. You just call on me, brother.
My little red boat, make you happy in my little red boat. It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Is
he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
and timeless hits. WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Glad you're here as we cruise through the night together. More great timeless hits just moments away on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nobody mean that the little old lady from Pasadena. She drives me fast and she CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Wichita, Kansas. A vigil is held for the 60 passengers and four crew members who left that city on an American Airlines flight last night and on approach to Reagan National Airport collided in midair with a military helicopter carrying three soldiers. There were no survivors. Two black boxes from the plane have been recovered. CBS's Chris Van Cleve with Todd Inman, the NTSB board member, leading the investigation.
Are there any signs that people tried to get out of that airplane?
We've not seen any indication of that. Of course, we're still in a recovery mode, first and foremost, to get the perishable evidence and specifically the bodies out. Once we get a little bit closer into that, we'll be able to better understand the dynamics of what may have happened upon impact.
You also have to speak to the families.
Yes.
How difficult is that part of this job?
It's not something I expected.
Two sources tell CBS News that one air traffic control worker was managing the helicopters and planes last night, a job normally done by two people. Aviation consultant Mike Boyd.
That could be a factor in this accident, and it may not be, but it is a factor. But understaffing is a hallmark of the air traffic control system today.
More of President Trump's nominees have spent the day on Capitol Hill for confirmation hearings. CBS's Nicole Killian with more.
This was by far one of the more contentious days on Capitol Hill as far as some of these confirmation hearings are concerned, simply because each of these nominees faces different questions and controversies of their own, whether we're talking about RF Kennedy Jr., whether we are talking about Tulsi Gabbard, or whether we are talking about Kash Patel.
Patel, the nominee for FBI director, was asked about President Trump's blanket January 6th pardons.
I have always advocated for imprisoning those that cause harm to our law enforcement and civilian communities.
Starbucks and its workers union have agreed to some help to knock out a contract. CBS's Michael Wallace explains.
In a joint statement, both Starbucks and Workers United say they're committed to working together with help from a mediator to reach fair contracts. Workers United represents employees at more than 500 Starbucks across the country. After Starbucks failed to offer big enough raises during their last negotiating session, some workers went on strike for 5 days during the holidays.
Pop icon and celebrated torch singer Marianne Faithfull has died. Faithfull was an international celebrity before age 20 when she covered that song written by Mick Jagger, whom she later dated, and Keith Richards. A spokesperson says Faithfull died peacefully in London today in the company of her loving family. She was 78. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When you're hiring,
Have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting great candidates? Well, they're not hard to find when you go to ZipRecruiter. Every day, ZipRecruiter helps people who are actively looking for jobs like yours. So it's easy to find the right person fast. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I've just been feeling so sluggish lately.
You should try the Metamucil 2-Week Challenge.
The Metamucil 2-Week Challenge?
Yeah, Metamucil 4-in-1 Fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Start your